Jesus' name. Let's stand together, if you will. Are you happy to be out this evening? Amen. No better place to be, saints. Let's bow our heads as we open the service. Father, Lord, truly, we are so thankful. Lord, every time those doors are open and we have an opportunity to come, Lord, may that desire never fail to pulsate, Lord, and Lord, make the way, Father, whatever it takes for us to be here. For truly, it's such a blessing. Lord, not only your word admonishes us to, Lord, forsake not the assembly, but Lord, the strength and the, Lord, the encouragement we receive when we come in. Lord, it's, Lord, there's nowhere we can go to get that. But Father, under your presence, we thank you, Lord. We know you're here with us. You've promised it. And Lord, we just ask that you would bless everyone that's made the effort to come. Lord, and just strengthen us in each and every way, Lord, that you know we need. We ask this in your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and thank you. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. He's wonderful, saints. You may be seated if you'd like. And I'd like to turn our books and start on page 19 of our big books. Amen. God still moves. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Is he moving in your heart and your life? Hallelujah. Praise his name. God still moves. God still moves in the hearts of men. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his name. God still moves. God still moves. In the hearts of his children, he still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. Amen. Oh, I found it so. Hallelujah. God still moves. God still moves. In the heart of his children, he still moves. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. Amen. One more time, from your heart, you believe it. God still moves. Oh, God still moves. In the heart of his children, he still moves. Amen. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. God still moves. God still moves. Amen. Is he moving in your heart and in your life? Amen. 299, he is here. Amen. Hallelujah, he is here. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen.
He is here. Listen.
hear him call. Oh, hallelujah. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be. Amen. Don't you love him? Oh, he's so wonderful. Lord Jesus, how I praise you and worship you. Lord, your grace in my life, how I thank you. The mercy, Lord, when I fall. Oh, God, your grace to show me the way. Lord, you're wonderful. You're precious. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad he's here. Amen. Here to meet our needs, saints. Everything on your heart, answer questions, heal bodies. He's here. Amen. Believe it. Reach out for him. Amen. Sing it one more time and think about it. Listen to it. Amen.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him call. Sing out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same.
Amen. Praise his holy name. Magnify the Lord. Amen. Sing the little chord. Magnify the Lord with me. Blessed Lamb of Calvary. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. For his grace is full and free. Magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. Jesus gives the victory. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. For his grace so full and free. Magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, blessed Lamb of Calvary. Jesus is the victory. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Are you magnifying him, Moses? Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Every promise in the book is mine. Little courses, but all saints, what they mean. Amen. Listen to every word of them.
Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, every line. And I love him and I know he is mine. Oh, every promise in the book is mine.
Amen.
Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. And I love him and I know he is
Do you believe it?
Yes.
There's a lot in there. Amen. Praise His name. It's the life behind the name. Amen. Think about it, saints.
It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan that in all things as a man He could live so He could give. Gives the life behind the name. Is the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. Is the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan that in all things as a man He could live so He could give. Give us the life behind the name.
Amen.
It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan that in all things as a man He could live so He could give. Give us the life behind the name.
Amen. All saints. Hallelujah. You have a course on your heart? Maybe something come to you while we're singing. All saints. He's wonderful. Amen. Greater is He that is in me. Amen. Greater is He that is in me. Hallelujah.
Greater is He that is in me. Oh, greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Oh, greater is He that is in me.
Amen.
Oh, greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, Satan, like a roaring lion, roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, the Bible tells us so. Many souls have been his prey to fall in some weak hour, but God has promised us today his overcoming power. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Oh, greater.
Amen.
Than he that is in the world. Oh, on the day of Pentecost, rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them.
Amen.
With a power greater than any earthly foe.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I've got it too. I want the world to know. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he.
Amen. Oh, sing with all your heart.
Oh, greater is he that is in me. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is.
Amen.
Oh, on the day of Pentecost, rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them with a power greater than any earthly foe. And I'm so glad I've got it too. I want the world to know. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Amen. Do you believe it?
Oh,
saints, if you got him in you, amen, nothing can stand before you. Hallelujah. Amen. He's wonderful. Oh, saints, think about his promises that he's left us. Nothing's left uncovered. Amen. Anything you go through, he's there. Anything. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. He's wonderful, saints. Would you like to come up for the offering, Kevin? Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. That's a blessing, brother, if you will.
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a joy we have in our hearts tonight, Lord. It's been a wonderful day to have you with us.
Yes.
As we travel throughout this land here below, what a joy we have in this. Thinking of these songs we sang and the meanings of them and understanding all how it just is bubbling within our souls, Lord. We're getting ready to get out of here. Lord, that coming is coming soon, Lord. We can feel it. We can see the life coming out of the body of Christ. And we just love and appreciate you. But Lord, as we come to this portion of the service, we just pray you'll just bless those that can give and those that can't. Yes. Lord, just use it for the upbuilding of that kingdom. And just have your way in the rest of the service. And Lord, we're looking forward to what word you prepared for us. I pray that we're hungry.
Yes.
And just drawing on him to pull whatever he has that you've given him, Lord, that we need. Because Lord, we need your word.
Yes.
We just love and appreciate you. And we give you the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. Amen. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Amen. Alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Wonderful things. How many have a request for him? Amen. Something on your heart? Brother Philip, would you like to take the request, please?
Gracious Lord, we're so glad to be here tonight, Lord. And we're praying, dear God, tonight, the desire of every heart here tonight, Lord, is to draw closer to you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we're living in a critical hour, Lord, of time, Lord. And my God, each and every one of us, Lord, we must look out, God. My God, for our own soul, Lord God. Be prepared, Lord, that whatever we can have for us, Lord. My God, whether it be persecution or suffering for your name's sake, or my God, whatever it might be, we must realize, Lord, that above all, Lord, you paid the supreme price, dear God, for us, Lord, and loved us, Lord, while we were yet sinners, dear God. We pray tonight, Lord, that every desire here tonight would be for a closer walk with you, Lord. My God, that we might walk pleasing in your sight. Remember every need here tonight, whatever the need was. My God, we pray that you grant it, Lord, for thy honor and thy glory. We pray the anointing of thy Holy Spirit upon your word tonight. My God, as a messenger brings us forth and anoint him, Lord. Under the mighty anointing of your Holy Spirit, Lord. My God, yes. That your word to come forth, Lord. My God, stir our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
We're close to walk with you, Lord.
Glory
we
to
ask
God.
These things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Would there be a song special? Karen, you got one tonight? Ask if you'd come. Praise his holy name. Thank you.
all know we're living in the last days. We can see the perilous times we're in. Everywhere there's wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes. People are running scared and living in sin. The hours of each day are growing shorter. God's clock is ticking the last few minutes away. The appearing of the Lord is drawing closer. How does our lives measure up today? That's why I pray for a greater revelation. I cry for grace that I won't come up short. In my heart I'm crying out to be that overcomer. Every day I'm praying for strength to endure. It feels like something's just about to happen. You can feel the tension in the air. The Spirit of the Lord is crying out, draw closer. Leave behind this old world and its cares. There's no time for flesh or entertainment. We're waiting for the promise of the age. We know it's now time for confirmation. How does our lives measure up today? That's why I pray for a greater revelation. I cry for grace that I won't come up short. In my heart I'm crying out to be that overcomer. Every day I'm praying for strength to endure. His name.
Let's stand together if you will. Amen. Let's sing low chorus. Lord, I believe.
Yes.
Do you believe him tonight? Amen.
Yes.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are
precious Lord, we are so grateful and thankful for this opportunity. And
yes,
Lord, truly enjoyed the songs it's been sang. And
yes,
Lord, feel your presence and know you're here with us.
Amen.
Lord, we've just come tonight asking you to speak to us. And Lord, I just ask that you take these few words that's laid on my heart. Lord, though simple they may be, but may they do a work for someone this evening, Lord, to help along the way. That Lord, each one of us would be encouraged or maybe press on a little greater. Whatever's needed in our lives,
yes.
Lord, you know all things. But Lord, we know one thing, we serve a living God,
yes,
and a God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And Lord, you are the great I am,
yes,
and we love you and appreciate you. And we just ask all things through your glory in Christ. Amen. Oh, don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. is just so precious. To be here and to feel His presence and just to know that He's real.
Amen.
Hallelujah. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn our Bibles to Genesis, the first chapter. Maybe a strange little exhortation, but I was just meditating and been thinking about it all week, and it just seems like the message our pastor's been bringing just on my mind a lot. And, you know, you're just thinking about those things, but didn't want to get into his message or any way that would hinder, you know. So I was thinking about these things, and the Lord laid some of these quotes and things on my heart, and I wasn't looking at it in this manner, and I was just praying about it. I'm like, Lord, I just don't know what. And so we're going to just read these things, and I pray that it'll be an encouragement and maybe help us along the way, but flow right in tune with what's been coming to keep us in tune, because I do believe, as the sisters just sang the song, we're living in those last days.
Amen.
And God is making sure that little bride is fortified with the word.
Yes.
That's why we hear the things we hear. That's why God brings things back to our remembrance. But I just thank Him for His mercy and His grace.
Amen.
But Genesis, the first chapter, and let's read that. Let's read the 10th verse down to about the 13th. And God said, And God called the dry land earth, and gathering together the waters called He seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. May the Lord bless you in His word. You may be seated. Amen. These things just kind of struck me a little bit as I was thinking about it and meditating. And when God began in His great mind, He knew the beginning from the end. And what a better way to, when He realized that He was going to predestinate a people and place them on this earth.
Amen.
To be delegates for Him.
Yes.
And to represent Him. And He knew Satan was going to impersonate Him. And he knew all that was going to take place. He knew it all. He saw it all. And to think that as He began to create, and He created the earth, and He planted those seeds, and He said, let them bring forth after their kind. And when He said, that's going to be an oak tree, and that seed went in the ground, and it brought up an oak tree. And all nature, still today, it's held true 100%. You plant that seed in the ground, it'll bring nothing back but what you put in. 100%, and He saw it was good. And my, I was just thinking about this, as we see in this last day, it's going to be so close. And how Satan is trying to go through the land and the things he's doing. But let's go ahead and read some very familiar scriptures. But let's turn to the book of Matthew in the 7th chapter. Amen. You know, many things can be impersonated and try to, man gets their fingers in things. Satan's always trying to, and yet we'll get to it. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but just thinking how God was the first one that planted a seed.
Amen.
You look at that and remember that. Brother Branham used that in types many times, but God was the first one that planted. Amen.
Yes.
Let's turn here to the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew and read the very familiar scripture, the 13th verse of the 7th. Seventh chapter of Matthew, the 13th verse. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. But ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. And every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them.
Amen.
And I just keep in mind, it's going to be so close in these last days. And we see that. And I don't want to take anything from the Holy Spirit stressing that, because that is very important, as our brother's been bringing. But I want you to look here. Jesus, when he's speaking here, he's saying what a tree is, that's what it's going to bring. And we realize that if there was a predestinated seed down on the inside of a person, God's word said that that seed would bring forth after its kind. And if he put a piece of himself in there and then send the word upon it, you watch that little piece come to life.
and begin to reproduce the life that's down on the inside 100%. May start at the bottom and it just be a little sprout that springs up. Don't see much to it. But then let it keep growing and let it keep growing, and finally it'll come to its fullness. And then it'll be made known by the fruit that you see on it. But let's turn here. Let's go on over to Matthew, the 13th chapter, and read here. I didn't write this down. Amen. Let's see here. Let's read 13 and begin about the 18th verse. 13th chapter of Matthew. Very familiar. Just listen to these things as we read them, and just let the Holy Spirit just, if nothing else, it'll be refreshed in your heart. Amen. Yes. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. And this is he which receives seed by the wayside. And each one of these saints, as you'll look at it, you can see, you've seen this happen in your life. Maybe somewhere along the way you've seen this, these circumstances take place that was in this parable. But he that received, let's see. But he that receiveth the seed in the stony places is the same that he that heareth the word, and anoint with joy receiveth it. Yet he hath no root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Let somebody call him a fanatic. Let somebody say, you don't have to go that far. You don't need to do this. I don't think you're doing that. And let family, friends, somebody, and watch him give it up. It just won't hold. But he says, but he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. And you know, if he understood it, he brought forth fruit of that, what he understood, it produced. Yes. And I want to go on down here, as he says, and another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the weed and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. And so the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he saith unto them, an enemy hath done this. And the servant said unto him, wilt thou that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you eat up also the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bunches to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. And I do believe, above all, we are living in the harvest time. This is that end time. When it's all winding up, it's all come to maturity. The wheat, the tares, and it's growing. And I want to turn here in the message Seed of Discrepancy and read a portion of this. Brother Branham was talking, and I just want you to listen to what he's saying here as he brings this out. But this is on page 4 in paragraph 16, and he's talking about how he didn't understand this scripture and how God would reveal it to him, and I just want to pick up at the end of that. And he said, now these real visions come without pulling into any ear. That's just God, see? I looked and I seen the earth that was turning in and out in front of me, and I seen it was all disc up. And there was a man dressed in white, went around sowing wheat. And after he went around the curvature of the earth, around came a man and looked horrible, and he was dressed in black. And he was throwing weed seeds all over it. And they both come up together. And when they did, they both was thirsty because a rain was needed, and each one looked like he was praying with his little head bent over. Lord, send the rain, send the rain. And the great clouds came up, and the rain fell on both of them. And when it did, the little wheat jumped up and began to say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the little wheat jumped up right on the same side and said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. And then the vision was interpreted that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The same spirit can fall in a meeting, and everybody rejoice in it, hypocrites, Christians, all together. Exactly right, but what is it? By their fruits they are known. And that's the only way it can ever be known. And this goes for both sides, the wheat and the tares. By their fruits you're going to know one side or the other. And that's the beauty of being under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, where God is sending his word, not just trying to make me look like a wheat, not just telling me I'm a wheat,
Amen.
But the word's coming, telling me what that wheat's going to be bearing.
Amen.
And by that turn, I can then look at my life.
Amen.
And then I can judge and look and see and be a fruit inspector of my own self. And say, I see that wheat, my life is matching up with what that's going to be. And what a joy the word can bring to us on both sides. It comes stern and it comes hard. And the Holy Spirit is screaming out and speaks expressively, the scripture says, that in the latter times these things are going to happen. And how that the ministry, God sent his ministry for that purpose, that they would scream out against that and push on that. The Holy Spirit's not going to let his little bride up. Why? He said he would fortify them with his word. And the only way they can get that word is through the ministry that he gave them to get it. The same way, you know, we often times back up and just look how at the day of Pentecost, the seed was sown. The original seed at Pentecost was sown. And then came Satan, and look at all that he sowed in behind it. All the in and all the in. And then God said, let's just go on. Amen. Here he says, but by their fruits they are known. That's the only way it can ever be known. Then you see now, since wild oats and wild wheat grain sometimes impersonates a genuine domestic grain so close that it would deceive the very elected. And I think we're living in a timely age when these things should be preached on and talked about. Amen. Just a confirmation that that's what ought to be being spoke on now for the little bride. Not what's happening in Israel. But what about our fruits? Amen. The bringing forth the reality of what the new birth is and what it'll do.
Amen.
And what that little bride should be in this hour. It says, notice in verse 41, the two also very close, so close in the last days, till he didn't do it. He could not depend on some certain church to separate them. Say the Methodist or the Baptist or the Pentecostals to separate them. He said he'd send his angels to separate them. And an angel is coming to bring the separation and the segregation between the right and the wrong. No one can do it, that but the angel of the Lord. And he's the one that's going to tell which is right and which is wrong. God said he will send his angels at the last times. Not now, angels down through here, but angels at the last time. And would gather together. And we know that this is the coming harvest time now. And an angel is actually interpreted a messenger. And we see that there are seven angels of the seven churches, and now down through the church ages. Notice who he said that the sowers were, but also what the seed was. One, the sower was he, the Son of God, who went forth sowing seed. And an enemy came behind him, which was the devil, and sowed the seed of discrepancy, being behind the sowing of the right seed. Now, friends,
Amen.
That has happened through every age since we've had a world, exactly. All the way from the beginning, it started the very same thing. And he said, the seed of God, the word of God. Jesus said in a certain place that the word is a seed.
Yes.
And every seed will bring forth of its kind.
Amen.
Amen. Just think of it. Amen.
Cool.
Every seed will bring forth of its kind. And now if the Christians, the children of God, the children of the kingdom, has become the seed of God, then they must be the word of God.
Amen.
And the word of God manifested in the age that they're living in. For the promised seed of that age, God gave his word at the beginning. And each age had its seed, and its time, and its promises. Now, when Noah came on the scene, he was the seed of God and the word of God for that age. And when Moses came, he could not come with Noah's message. It wouldn't work because he was the seed of God at that time. And then when Christ came, he could not come with Noah or Moses' age. It was his time for a virgin to conceive and bring forth a son. And he would be that Messiah, the word made manifest. The word was spoken by the prophets. It went forth, and it was manifest. A virgin shall conceive, and it happened just the way the word said it would be. 100%, no deviation. No one had to make any changes to it. It was just exactly the way it was.
Amen.
Then when Christ come, see, now he would be the Messiah. And he says, now we've lived through Luther's age, Wesley's age, the Methodist age, and all down through the ages. And the Pentecostal age, and each age is given a promise of the word. And the people of that age that manifest that promised word is the seed of that age, according to what Jesus said right here. They are the children of the kingdom. That's right. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit operating through his children in those seed of the kingdom at that age. Notice the tares was the one, the enemy, Satan, who sowed discord or the seed of discrepancy. He was the one guilty of doing this horrible thing. So Satan sowed his seed from the beginning when God placed his first harvest of human beings upon the earth. And of course, yet we know there was a knowledge of truth and a right and a wrong, and he had never come to that as yet. And we know that God, that Brother Branham showed us, that God takes his man, but never his spirit. Amen. Satan takes his man, but never his spirit. It's two spirits today still going at it through the land. And he says, now, let's see. See the kingdom of that age. But we find out that God gave his children the word for their defense. And we have no other defense than the word of God. That is our defense. There's no bombs, no shelters, no hiding places, no Arizonas or Californias or whatever it is. There's only one defense we have, and that is the word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, which is Jesus Christ. And he is our only defense. Being in him, we are safe. And how the importance of this word is our only defense. Amen. And you might get, well, he done said he couldn't deceive me. The elect won't be deceived. We know that. But the elect's going to be in this word. Amen. And be fortified by the word. And every word's going to be so important to them. Yes, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. That's a word that'll be extremely important to that little bride.
Yes.
Making sure she's in tune.
Amen.
Meditating upon the Lord without distraction. These are the things that's going to keep that little bride held fast to the word. As well as knowing that she is filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and born again.
Yes.
And been predestinated for this day. And the only way she can see that is to get into this word and have it brought and preached and through God's channel of anointing her heart and placing it in there with an assurance. Not something they just think. I just think I'm a Christian. I think I'm going to heaven. I think I'm saved. But God has a way of bringing the word back in such a way that it's an assurance. Total 100% rock steady that you know where you stand. But here in the message... Amen. This is in the message, a trumpet that gives an uncertain sound. Amen. Make sure I put this in the right order. Yeah, he says, if the church of the living God is the church of the living God, it'll put forth the word of the living God. You don't have to add peacock. Let me back up. Let's jump over here so we can get what he's saying. Paragraph 142 on page 18. There is only one church you belong to. You'll never join it. You might join the lodge, Methodist lodge, and a Presbyterian lodge, and a Baptist lodge, Pentecostal lodge, but you're born into the church of Jesus Christ. So there's the church. Those are lodges where people come together like crows sit on this limb and doves on this limb and so forth. That's your fellowship you have together when you're sharing on the same diet. But when it comes to the church of Jesus Christ, there's only one avenue. That's birth. Birth. It's just like a person, like I've said many times, like a blackbird sitting on a limb trying to put peacock feathers in his wings. And say, you see, I'm a strutting peacock. He stuck them feathers in himself. If he was a genuine peacock, his nature would put forth that kind of feather.
Amen.
It's like a woman sitting in a Message church, wearing a mini skirt, low-cut dresses, and trying to say, I'm a Message believer. Hogwarts. She stands out. It's totally against God's word. She's not.
Amen.
And that's what it looks like, and that's how black and white it is.
Amen.
To the believer.
Amen.
Because this word is the ultimate. And that's where it's got to come back to. It's not... And I believe the Holy Spirit has stressed that so great since we've been here, that this is the ultimate right here.
Amen.
This and this. It has to line up 100%. That is all we have. And if it can't run through there, then it's not. And that's what truly, there's no room for deviation anymore.
Amen.
It's exact as it's been. It's come down to that point where it is exact.
Amen.
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 His nature would put forth that kind of a feather. If the church of the living God is the church of the living God, it'll put forth the word of the living God.
Amen.
You don't have to add peacock feathers nowhere. And every feather in there will be joined to a peacock. Amen.
Yeah.
You can believe that. And every feather that's joined into the church of God will be the word of God. And he will never inject anything else but the word. Because the nature of the spirit puts out only the word. Amen. I'm getting to feel religious, he says. Not nothing you try to do. Nothing you can manufacture. You can't manufacture it. You can't manufacture salvation. And we've tried that in the past. We've seen it tried. It don't work. It won't hold. But he's talking about something that's real and genuinely based within the word that has told us and showed us what that will do in our lives. And that's what we, when it's got a true hold on us, there is no more thinking or wondering or worrying. It will be just this.
Yeah,
amen. Down the line. He says you can't manufacture salvation. You can't manufacture the gifts. You've got to bear the gifts. Certainly, see. The sheep doesn't manufacture wool. He has wool.
Amen.
And because he's a sheep, he just bears the wool. Amen. And if that little predestinated seed is laying down on the inside, it don't have to be pumped and primed and prodded and pushed. Amen. It will bear the life of Jesus Christ. As it hears the word, it will become the word. Amen. And the things of this life will grow strangely dim. And the sin that's in his life, as the word cuts it out, it'll leave. Amen. And there'll be an overcomer in this age. He has, well, because of sheep, this cherry tree doesn't manufacture cherries, it just bears cherries, because the life of it's that way. And the church of the living God don't inject this to try to make themselves look like something. They're already what they are by the grace of God. And the word of God is joined with them, and they're joined with the word and the works that was brought forth in that perfect one, Jesus Christ. God, manifested in flesh, will produce itself through every born-again believer. He said so, amen, nothing else. Now that's something certain, he says. Amen. And you know, it's just how we're living in this day where there's so much uncertainty in everything. But then as you come down, if you just want to come to church, let's just say you've never heard of the message and you wanted to come to church. And maybe I invite someone to come to church and they walk through that door. And they say, well, what do you believe? And I hold up this prophet's message. And they say, okay, well then maybe they're going to go home and search that out. And then they're going to find, oh my goodness, you saying it's like this, no, there's no uncertainty. The uncertainty has spread to the message churches. Because they got away from the message that was brought. Amen. They got away from what that angel came with, a message. Amen. For the harvest time to separate the wheat and the tares. Yes, and that message is still separating the wheat from the tares, but they fail to see that was the word that God was going to use to separate the men from the boys, as the old saying's been used many times. But it's going forth. And that word is still separating today. And it's a genuine. But that's why it don't matter just to get somebody to come in the church door. It doesn't do them any good. Because they look around, and if all they can see is the church, and that's what they're like everyone else, well, I'll just make up my own mind about it. That's how we'll do it. But you got to introduce them to Jesus Christ. Who is the Word? Let's start right here in Genesis. And let's walk up through and see where this one came into play. And then let's take this and let it give you an understanding of this. And the reality of what God meant for this day. And it'll bring about a reality in our hearts and in our lives. But we've turned this into education. And we've educated everyone. Everyone's educated. But the education's not going to save us, but a new birth will. But you must know the Word. You can't, that's one part of the brothers covered that many times. You can't not just lay those aside. Well, I'm just going to hold on to this Bible. God sent a message in this hour to bring a people into perfection. That's what the message came for. To bring that bride to the place it would be without spot or wrinkle. In his glory and honor that he could come and take her home. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want to, if this is in the message and knoweth it not. I've listened to this message quite a few times this week. I just got it in I got an old tape player in my car, so... I can't play MP3s, so you take a tape and it gets stuck in the tape player and it just kind of goes over and over and over sometimes. But you know, there's just so many things in this message. And how Brother Branham was screaming out about the people. They were leaning to their own understanding. But this message came that a people would not lean to their own understanding. And that little bride is coming to that place where she has learned by revelation and understanding of God's word. It's not what I think as a human being, how I feel, but it is a revelation. And that's what the revelation that the church is built upon, the rock. Amen. But Brother Branham speaking here on page 28, he just got done telling and talking about all of his life, how his wife died and his baby died. And he's going to pick up here now, and I want you to just listen as he reads this on down through here. This is what he says. He says, the word of God shall never fail. It'll triumph no matter what. Then I know there was something inside of all these reasonings, something inside of all emotion and everything else like that. There was an inside man that held in that hour. Nothing else could have done it. Every reason, everything could be showed. Everything could prove that it was wrong. And I was in the wrong. But the word of God that was predestinated before the foundation of the world held on the inside. And the same it'll do for you and I. If we're truly born again and got a predestinated seed done on the inside, it don't matter what they can throw at us. It'll hold 100% to that word if he puts it there. He says, and he says, I felt a little wind come through the building and her spirit went to meet with God. He said, brother, sister, let me tell you, that's the only thing. Don't try to reason it out. Don't try to have long hair because I said so. Don't try to do these things just because in your flesh. Don't try to do it just kind of cope up, but just wait before the Lord till something way down on the inside. Many of you think because you got long hair, that means you're going to heaven. That doesn't mean that. Many of you think because you're a good moral woman, you're going. It don't mean that. Many of them think because they're churches and belong to this and this great groups and great doctors of divinity. That don't mean that. Many think because they speak with tongues, they've got the Holy Ghost, and that don't mean that. Though the Holy Ghost does speak with tongues, but until the real, genuine Holy Spirit in there will cope with every word. And if that Holy Spirit in you that makes you speak with tongues looks back there and don't agree with the rest of the word, then it's the wrong spirit. It's got to come from the inside, which is the word, from the beginning. In the beginning, the creation of God, when God began to create and bring you into existence, you see, you started back there as a seed and worked down to where you are now. And then you were all in Christ. And then when Christ died, he died to redeem all of you. And you're a part of this word. And the Bible, all of it, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Not one jot or tittle shall fail.
Amen.
Amen. And that's where we're standing. Amen. Amen. That is what my hope is in. That's what my anchor is in. When we see all this taking place around us, and we can see, we see the other side. We see it's going to be so close. And we see the ones that are trying to impersonate, and they're taken away from what God's said here as the word. But yet God's little bride is shining. And she's not, she's in the minority, but her life is exactly what God said it would be. And you know, it may look, Satan looks around and he looks like he's got great numbers, but that's not it. God is looking, he said, my word shall not come back to me void. What I said will come to pass. And by God's grace, we can look and see all the things that has already come to pass in this precious word, and how our hearts should be stirred in this hour. That it don't matter what anyone else says, what these books say, and what this Bible says should still be my ultimate. Amen. And if it doesn't run through there, I don't want none of it. Leave it alone. I don't want to hear it.
Yes.
But oh my, I want you to look at the grace that God has had. If you can see the desire in your heart, and you can feel the pull to draw closer to Him, and you can see that by this word coming forth, maybe it steps on your toes. Maybe it shows us where we're short, but we don't go away offended, but we accept it readily into our hearts and say, Lord, let it be more like that. That's my longing. That's my desire. Then that shows that that seed that was originally planted in the ground was on the right sower. And oh my, because you watched that sower that came behind. That seed will buck and it don't want nothing to do with it. Get off me. And that root of bitterness will be in there and it'll get hard and crusty. It won't want to worship the Lord. It won't want to do anything. But you watch that little gene down on the inside. It don't matter how tough it gets. It'll be right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give me more, Lord. Turn it on. Let the heat shine. Amen. Hallelujah. You sisters can come to the instruments. I'll close. If you don't mind, let's turn to Romans the 8th chapter just to read these in closing. Amen. God, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Amen. You know, if you, when you look and you see, if you had to depend upon yourself, and if you, you know, and if you didn't have an absolute, look, you'd be so tossed and driven, but that's why God said he predestinated a seed.
Amen.
He couldn't take a chance in this day of just these human bodies being able to cope and do it on their own. But here in Romans the 8th chapter, and there about the 28th verse, and we know that, let's see, make sure. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. He didn't take a chance. Amen. In John, the first chapter. Amen. John 1. Amen. And at 12th and 13th verse. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Amen. By God's grace, if you can truly see your calling, and that's what the scripture says, make your sure your calling and election sure.
Yes.
And how that's what this word ought to be doing. It ought to be putting an assurance in my heart.
Amen.
That I'm standing with the truth.
Amen.
As I said the other service, you know, sometimes it, you know, I'm not, when I said that, you know, there's going to come a time when we'll find out who's right and wrong. But I'm not waiting for that time. I know now that I'm right by God's grace. Because of what He placed on the inside of my heart and what He gave me to stand with, I can stand here and know that I'm following Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's scripture as well, because He said, in that day you will know that I am in the Father. The Father's in me, I'm in you, and you are in me. And where is He? Right there, the Word, 100%. The vindication of that back in our lives. Not with a man's creed indoctrinated into it, hanging on to this over here, but back to the Word, 100%, that pure Word, the way that it was brought, that'll prepare a bride to walk 100% the way Jesus Christ seen them being in this day.
Amen.
My, I'm telling you, saints, we ought to be a happy people.
Amen.
We ought to be excited and rejuvenated with what God is doing. You know, sometimes it can, maybe when the Word comes, maybe, sometimes I guess maybe if you're not really up in the Spirit, maybe you feel like it's, why you got to harp on people that's wrong? Why you got to say this about those kind of people? We know where they're, but God is fortifying a bride.
Amen.
And every bride's in a different growing stage. That little plant, as it's growing, you all plant gardens, you've got, maybe you got beans that was planted early in the spring, and maybe you got beans that's just been planted in the last couple weeks or month. They're different growing stages.
Yes,
and maybe this beans don't need what these need. But God's looking at His little bride, and He knows every face and every one where they're standing. And He knows exactly what they need and what they need to be fortified with.
Amen.
And it may sound like, why are we preaching on this again? Why is that got to come again? But God don't care what we think about it. He's looking at His little bride, and He's seeing where she's standing.
Amen.
And maybe you've heard it before, and maybe it went over our heads, and we don't really care about it either. But God might have a little bride that's never heard it, and it might strike a heart and catch a hold and put a, something that'll hold forever in their life.
Amen.
But that's what God's concerned in. He's not looking at the great, all of what we see, but He's looking at His little bride, and He's coming to get her. And oh my, He's making sure she's ready 100%. Waiting in love, looking for Him, longing for His appearing. Ready to go. Oh my. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. I know I did a lot of reading tonight, but I want you to let those things be fresh in your heart and think about them. But that's the age we're living in.
Amen.
And we were sent here to be that. It takes a bad woman to show up a good woman. And it takes that seed to show up that the wheat is genuine and growing. And that someone is going to stay 100% with what God said to do in this day.
Amen.
It's lining up 100%.
Amen.
That's why it's so important. As I said, it'll be so close. And He said He would sure have to, if He didn't shorten the days, not the very elect would be saved. But how we must look and make sure that we don't get the attitude in ourselves, I won't be deceived, I can't be deceived, I know this message, I know what Brother Branham said, I've read what he said, but that's not it. It's being fortified 100% and standing in every word and forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together. You know, just something to look at. I want you to look at how many message churches anymore only have one service a week.
Amen.
And how many may just have a Bible study on a Wednesday night instead of having service. And if only two or three come, so be it. But those two or three that have a genuine desire will be at that service.
Amen.
And show up to serve God.
Yes.
But because the money's not in the plate as much as it should be when there's not all there, and maybe so-and-so won't come if so-and-so is not coming, then they won't have service. But God said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And may we focus our attention in and pay attention that God is trying to get a bride ready, and that's our duty.
Amen.
Amen. We understand maybe times happen, you go here, you go there. But it's where your desire and your life centered. It shows. You might be here every service, and it shows that your mind's not even here. You don't even care what's being preached. You just come into church. But we're living in an age where God has called a people to be on fire for Him. They're coming here to draw closer to Him. And this is why they're here, not just filling up a church pew and not just putting money in an offering plate, but they're here for God to get the preeminence of their life and to bring about exactly what He said would happen in His Word.
Amen. I love him. Hallelujah. Amen. I just pray that each one of us will climb higher and press on, you know. Let things slide away from us, the world and the cosmos, and focus our attention in greater on the purpose for which we were sent. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing that little chorus, Alive, Alive, again as our brother comes. Amen.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive.
Glory. Amen. I enjoyed that. Amen. You know he's talking about a couple different times here, and I mentioned even Sunday about the scripture that says, forsake not the assembling ourselves together. Even more so, as you see that day approaching. And I was thinking about that even Sunday after I said that, and I was just meditating on it, and then Brother Timothy brought it up again this evening, along with all the many other beautiful things that was brought out. You know, it's that word in particular is just like any other word in particular. If the individual does not really see the importance of it,
right,
it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. It's not important. And oftentimes, remember the scripture says about measuring ourselves up by ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's not wise. Mm-hmm. It's very unwise.
Amen.
It's very foolish to do that, to measure ourselves up by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes this way we'll do any certain word that maybe we don't see quite right. We take it through our own measuring stick. But always remember how God looks at it. You know, it may be, we use this because I don't think anybody here is doing that. But we'll just use for example, okay, say to me, all right, I need a new tractor. So it's more important to me to go buy this new tractor, and I won't be there at service. And I may think the field needs made ready. It must be planted tomorrow. Got to be. I've got to get this tractor tonight. Do you realize how God sees that? All you got to do is look at his word. And it'll tell you what he thinks about that tractor, what he thinks about that land, about that needing done. There's temporal things. But to us, it seems so important. And you say, well, I have to do this. I have to do that. Who says you have to do it? Does God say you have to do it? Or is in your mind you think you have to do it? I can't change it. Who says you can't change it? Does God say you can't change it? Or in your mind you can't change it? That's the thing. You see? Maybe entertainments. Does an entertainment might be more important to me and maybe get the very last word I need to get in a rapture? Well, I'll get the tape, brother. I'll get the recording. I don't care what you do. It ain't like sitting right there under the anointing.
That's right. Amen.
It ain't.
Amen.
But you say, well, this is more important. I had to do this. And there's times we may have to do something. May have to. But you watch people miss repeatedly. 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 Something else is more important. Well, my job's important. Never in my life have I ever let a job be more important than being. And there was many times I didn't make near as what some of the other brothers made. But I was there. Yeah. I was there. Yeah. Because the word said, forsake not to assemble yourselves together even more so. Well, I got this problem. Well, get it moved. God will move it. Yeah. What's more important to us? You see? Oh
you know what could happen? And I really expect it to happen someday. Matter of fact, it's got to happen. That time will come to where the very last message will come. There will be the very last revelation that's needed for a bride to change in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. And there's going to be somebody that thought something else was more important than being there where that word was at. Yeah. And they're going to miss it. You say, well, we think it this way. Well, they wasn't bride to start with. Well, there you're getting it.
Amen.
You'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. When a person can't hold to the word of God repeatedly, 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 you know something's wrong. This is the hour we know. Brother Timothy just read the scripture, mentioned the scriptures. Yeah. You're going to know whether he's in you. How am I going to know he's in me? Holding to the word living in me. That's how you know he's in me. If I don't hold to that word, you know, I don't care what this lip says, he's not in me. If I can't hold to that word, and I have not the desire to hold to it, I can say whatever I want to say. You see? Oh, my. You say, well, I got this. I got lands to go look at. I've got oxen to take care of. I've got this to take care of. I just had a baby and all this and another. Oh, Brother Stephen, you mean we can't have a baby, mister? I didn't say that. I'm just using things that people think are more important. Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. They think is, but how does God see it?
Amen.
Amen. And I'll assure you, if your heart is right with God and everything's in place with God, God will move that mountain out of your road.
Amen.
Yeah. Don't tell me he won't. I've seen him do it many times in my life. Him move it clear out of the way. Make the mountain disappear. Hallelujah. To where you could travel on for the Lord.
Amen.
But you've got to first have the desire to do what God said do. If you ain't got that desire, don't worry about mountains moving because they ain't moving. Amen. But let's sing us a song as we still continue to stand. And if you want to turn to page 245, we have an anchor. Amen. Glory to his name. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables pull strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock, which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It is safely moored, 'twill the storm withstand, for 'tis well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cables pass from his heart to mine, can defy the blast through strain. Oh, hallelujah. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure. Hunt into the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will firmly hold in
the straits of fear. Breakers I have pulled, the reef is near. Though the tempest rain and the wild winds blow, no angry wave shall our bark overflow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock, which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will surely hold in the floods of death when the waters cold chill our late lamp's breath. On the rising tide it can never fail while our hopes abide within the veil. Well, we have an anchor that keeps the soul,
hallelujah,
steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. When our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold, our harbor bright, shall anchor fast by the heavenly shore, with the storms all past forevermore. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. You know, that's a sticky thing to talk about missing services. Sticky thing. Because there's so many reasons why a person can and will. And there is times a person cannot be here. But like Brother Timothy said, God knows your desire. And we may sit there and say, well, my desire is to be there. Is it really? When there's something here that could be moved, but you really don't want to move it? That's the thing. Do you want it moved? That's why I said if you got the desire for it, God will make it a way for a move.
Amen.
Amen. But if he sees in your heart, you always got a little excuse here, and you always got a little excuse here, and always got a little excuse there. Well, he knows your heart.
Amen.
He said he'd give us the desire of our heart.
Amen.
But if it ain't the desire of your heart, you ain't getting it. So don't waste your time. But he promised he'd give us the desire of our heart.
Amen.
Amen. So is your anchor holding?
Amen.
Or is it not holding?
Amen.
Amen. All righty. Oh, my. Yeah, that gets sticky.
Amen.
You can always tell. Wow, it gets quiet. It gets a little bit touchy, you know. Well, I have two causes of this. I have two causes of that. But in closing, before we pray, what does God see? Take it measured up by him.
Amen.
Not be yourself. Not be your senses. Measured up to what God sees. Amen. Let's bow here. Gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the word we've heard this evening. And Father, how it truly gives us a greater assurance in our hearts. And truly it lets our little bride see that she is bride. She is the elected. She is, by grace, the one that you're living through and you're in. But Father, also the word can come by and Lord, we can see, Lord, maybe I ain't it. Or maybe I need to climb. I need to get this overcome. I need to get this straightened up. But Lord, it's got to come to the place that a assures our heart that we know that we're one of them by grace, Lord, because the word being confirmed in our lives. For Lord, you promised, you said you predestinated people to be conformed to your image, which is that word. And Lord, it's not going to fail. If you said the word told us to do this and your word tells us to do that, we're going to be exactly that.
Amen.
Lord, there'll be no deviation. It'll be exactly that. So Lord, we appreciate the word. And Lord, so thankful for the times it does skin us. And Lord, just tears us to pieces to give us the opportunity to overcome and quit the nonsense. Quit those things, Lord, that's contrary to the word of God. But Lord, realize it's done by a desire in our heart. If you give us the word and then the desire is there to overcome it, how thankful we ought to be. We ought to appreciate it with all our heart. So, Father, we thank you now for your mercy and grace. And, Father, many that couldn't be here tonight, we ask that you would help them and bless them and strengthen them, Lord. Encourage them with the word of God. And, Father, may they be able to get the word in their heart that there'll be something, Lord, that it's every word, every word, every word. Oh, God, bless us now and strengthen each one of us. Keep us now is our prayer. Father, we ask that you grant it every man and woman's heart desire here tonight. That's got a true desire for that every word. In your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sister, amen.
Could we pray for David?
Absolutely. Really? Okay. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Amen. Precious Heavenly Father, we realize that Satan has tried to afflict our precious little young people, little David, Lord. And Father, Mother and Dad had to take him to hospital. But Lord Jesus, you are the great physician. You know exactly what is needed in that little young man's body. And we're so thankful that you know. Man can run all kind of tests now, and he can try to find this out and that, but you already know what it is. And Father, we realize that Satan has tried to afflict him. And Satan, we rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take your hands off of that young man. And Lord, may you get the glory and the honor now that you're the great healer, the great physician, the great I am. That Lord can take care of anything. And Lord, it's not a screaming match. It's not a shouting match. Let's just speak your word, Lord. And Father, we claim his healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. And may the family be blessed and encouraged now and strengthened that you are the great I am. And you are the one that has handled all circumstances. Bless them now. We ask it in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to his name.
Amen.
So good to know the great physician.
Amen.
Amen. The one that is the healer of all diseases and the master of the sea, the master of the wind and all these things. Amen. May God richly bless you all this message.